Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. The Horror Club is a group of individuals
who love to entertain other individuals who also have way too much time on their hands. We're your hosts,
Niza,
Frosty,
and Anna,
Jared,
and Jay,
from the hashtag Blackout Podcast.
Well, welcome to episode 29.
No, it's episode 30.
No, it's episode 29.
No, we did 29 with Anna.
No, that was 28.
No, that was 28.2.
Where's the other 0.8?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
This
is episode 29.
This is episode 29, yo.
All right. I'm sorry. These 0.5 episodes are killing me.
Well, from now on, we'll just do regular episodes, but we try to avoid turning 29, remember, Frosty?
That's right, I do remember that, except I'm already 29.
I can see him trying so hard not to laugh.
No, please laugh. It's funnier if you laugh. Because at least somebody laughs.
Well, we're super excited to have we're super excited to have hashtag Blackout Pod with us.
What up?
Super happy that you guys have been able to make it to us, because I know we've been trying to plan on having you guys on the show.
Yeah,
definitely. Thanks for having us.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having us. Glad to finally be able to jump into the club.
Right.
Yes.
Well, we went from horror, we did a horror club for you guys.
That's right.
Halloween, so we haven't been able to get together since then.
Yeah, but we're happy to be here. You know, I know we went back and forth, finally able to work this out. So yeah, man, we are ready to do this.
So hashtag, go ahead and let us know who you are.
Yeah, we're Jared and Jay, a couple of cousins.
Yeah,
hashtag Blackout Podcast. We, let's see here, we grew up together. Mainly together, even though we lived about 4 hours apart, we always hung out and had a good time together. So yeah, we decided about almost a year ago to start this crazy podcast.
Yes,
where we'd be blacking out about all kinds of crazy stuff going on in the world. So, yeah, man.
How did you come up with the name hashtag Blackout?
We honestly don't even know. I think it was a back and forth thing. I'm still not even sure how we got it.
I can't either. I know we wanted to have something about blackness.
About like blackness.
There had to be.
Yeah. There had to represent our blackness.
Yeah, we had to have some kind of blackness up in that name, but we didn't know what we were going to do. And I think we thought about the Blackout Podcast or the Black Podcast, but there was already like a Blackout Radio. So we're like, let's change it up. Let's add a hashtag to it.
When people look at your name, they think, hashtag blackout. These must be about blackout stories.
Definitely. People
everything's
drunk.
Better with a hashtag.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, it is.
That's what I mean, as you can tell from any of our posts, if you've ever seen any of our posts on Twitter or Instagram, we like to use a lot of hashtags.
Yeah, you guys are really good about your hashtags.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what it's all about when you only have 3 followers. So, you know, you gotta put it out there.
What do you guys talk about? Go ahead and tell our listeners what you guys talk about on your show, though.
Everything from politics to movies to pop culture. What else? Things that went on. Our president, Cheeto.
Have you guys finished your gauntlet? You guys did like a rap battle.
Oh, yeah. We finished. We finished. When was that episode?
Maybe episode 35.
Yeah.
35.
Oh, okay.
All of the hip hop. And we actually were with another podcast, the Whatever Man podcast, in that one. And so basically it came down to between Nas and Eminem for the championship. And we let our fans vote. And basically the whole thing was based off of fan vote and interaction. So there's a dispute between who is the actual champion. What's your what's y'all's favorite rapper of all time? It's not K-pop.
You're gonna laugh. Favorite rapper of all time? It's not K-pop, I think.
You guys are gonna laugh.
What's that?
Lil Wayne.
You like Lil Wayne?
What?
Yeah, she's.
Yeah, I only like his voice, that's why. I think it sounds awesome.
Little Wayne.
And like my daddy, that like my daddy.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm not mad at that.
I mean, Jay is from the same hood as Lil Wayne.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, definitely when I see him, I'll put in a good word for you.
I don't think I ever had like a particular rapper that I like enjoyed every, like I enjoyed like, so much that I would say he's my favorite or she's my favorite.
I like a rap group. Does that count?
That's who.
Or yeah. Maybe I don't know if you would call them R&B, but I like Blackstreet.
Oh, Blackstreet.
Oh, Blackstreet.
No Diggity. That's R&B.
Yeah, No Diggity. Exactly. Yeah.
Would they be considered rap though? I thought they were R&B.
Yeah, I think they're R&B
or rap.
Yeah.
Definitely R&B. Yeah, Blackstreet was the first full CD that I ever had. Their whole album back when they had that No Diggity song.
Yeah, yeah, I love that. I mean, I liked it because I was pretty young when it came out, and I was just like, "There's puppets. This is the best thing ever."
Like they're puppets, mommy. What was that, Anna? I thought you said something.
Oh, I was just saying, if you guys are for mainly Nisa and Frosty, I'm sure you guys know, but J. Cole. J. Cole always has amazing yes. messages in his songs.
Yeah.
Definitely.
J. Cole sitting
actually,
on the
top. Right now, I probably think Snoop Dogg is my favorite rapper right now because of that video he did where he fake shoots songs.
Ah, yes. That was funny.
I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that. I heard it was so funny. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I think we started following him after that. I was like, okay, he needs to follow.
Yeah. Snoop has some pretty interesting posts. I think we followed him for, like, since we started. And yeah, he has some pretty crazy posts, you know, on social media. So it's pretty funny.
It's pretty funny when he's just, like, videotaping himself doing, like, absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Snoop?
Smoking a big bowl.
Right.
And then at first I'm like, why are you gonna put that out there that you're smoking weed? And then I was like, oh yeah, he's in California, he can do that.
Yeah. The West Coast, yeah. So, we like to smoke it.
Yeah, so yeah, man, that's sort of how we came about. And of course, you know, through this Potter and Family stuff, you know, we met you ladies. You know,
that's right.
Bobbing with your show. Yeah, very happy to be a part of the club.
And now you're joining us for a K-pop episode.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm pretty scared to see what's about to go down. I think everybody in the room but me is pretty drenched in the K-pop.
Oh yeah, Jay likes some K-pop too, right?
Yeah, some K-pop. I need to get up on my newer K-pop, but is this okay? So I gotta ask this BGA song that you girls said. Is this? I know I recognize some of the guys in here.
Yeah, they're YouTubers.
I'm like, yeah, they're YouTubers. But this was just a joke because right? Because I'm curious to see some more music from these guys.
Yeah, it's a joke. It's a parody. But we'll be talking about a little bit more of that BGA later on in the show. Okay, so what time is it?
K-pop time.
Yay!
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay, so the first song that we're going to be reviewing is by one of our favorite, well, a member of one of our favorite groups, BTS, Rap Monster, Rapmon, featuring Wale in a title track called Change. So have you guys actually, I've never actually listened to Wale's stuff, but what do you guys think about his work? Has anyone actually checked it out?
I've had his, I can't remember what album it was, but it came out some years ago. I think it was probably like his first major national debut, and it was just okay to me. You know, I'm not a huge fan of him, but you know, he's okay. I wouldn't buy anything.
Has he come out with anything recent?
Let's see. I think last year he came out with something, an album. I didn't hear it. I didn't check it out, but I heard people were on the fence with it.
What does he usually rap about?
Women.
That's it.
That's about the best I could. Yeah, the normal stuff. But his is more like lovey-dovey.
Oh, okay.
Type thing, yeah.
So it's not the, you know, I'm going to hit that pussy and leave kind of
thing. No.
Okay.
Not at all. But those are great subject matter. Yeah.
It's that one song where it's like they're banging on the door, they're banging on the walls because every time I touch you or something like that.
Oh, I thought you were talking about from the windows to the walls.
Right? Oh, no, I do like... I don't know. It's like a new song where it's like they're fucking and the girl's making way too much noise and everybody's like banging on the doors and the walls telling them to shut the fuck up.
I think Anna's telling you. I think it's a Trey song.
It's Neighbors Know My Name by Trey Songz. I played it in the car when we were going home on Sunday.
That's right.
Yeah.
I didn't even know who I was with when I heard that song.
I'm just saying, when me and Jay lived together, yeah, I needed to bang on the wall a couple times.
Oh,
hey,
man.
Hey, just kidding.
Hey.
I should have just walked out and went to the store or something.
Hey, sometimes you got to get it in, man.
You know what I'm saying? You know, got to get in where you fit in. I ain't hating it all, man.
Got to release. Got to release sometimes.
Oh, tell me that talk can never win the lie. Oh, tell me that rock can never win the ride. Baby, tell me that we gon' someday stop the fight. And tell me that everything gon' be alright. Oh, tell me who's stupid, baby, has a me or them. Just tell me who's insane, baby, has a me or them. In this crazy world, after patience, could we get the pearl? But this world was teaches me, preaches me how to curl. Oh, fuck the school. All we got is mad teachers and some visible classes. Divided spaces and for everlasting stresses. Everybody's mad, kill people with fingers and Twitter. More than a gun, more than another tip with your tongue just glitter. Will the pain always bring you gay? How could you bet it's a damn chicken gap? We're losing the game, homie, we're losing too many things. What should we tell our sons? You know that they're with the man, like you and me. Hope is a touch. What is yours? What you eat all day? For my newest deal, baby girl, say the world really hate us, huh? Pray a lot and maybe God give you Saint Laurent. Wish that I could change the world, but they hold back. When it's time to go, the people just be mad again. And what if I could change the world with a pen and pad? When it's time to vote, the people turn to mannequins. Challenge that, Lamb June, I'm the man too. I'm out in Chevy Chase, the teachers used to lampoon. I sing songs, haikus over rap tunes, high IQ, looking for a song like you.
Yeah, well, that was a dope song.
It was different. It was definitely cool to see, you know, Rat Monster. And it's always really cool to see the, you know, K-pop coming over and collaborating. Mm-hmm. It just shows you that they're being recognized for all the hard work and art they put into their stuff.
Yeah,
that's right.
I mean, I think it's cool. I know that Jay can speak to this, you know, from a lot of hip-hop collaborations, but I think it's really cool to see somebody who, you know, is a well-known and respected, you know, to a point name in hip-hop and American culture, and especially in the Black culture, you know, going over and basically breaking bread and wanting to be a part of the Korean music scene, just like Snoop did with Psy. You know, I think it's pretty dope, you know, that somebody else would do that and make, you know, a pretty amazing sounding song. So I
think Yeah. It's like Tech N9ne, for instance. He's done songs with people all over the globe. I'm just waiting for him to do one with one of the Korean rap stars, because I know that God, I can't even remember the song, but I know last time we had kind of talked about it, the one where it was like all these rappers and they just started rapping real fast. I forgot the name of the song. I can't think of it. Anyway, I just think Tech N9ne should probably end up collaborating with one of these Korean.
Are you talking about a Korean rap collaboration?
Yeah, it was.
Young Freestyle.
Yes, there you go. That's what it was. Yeah, so I could definitely see, you know, those guys, Tech N9ne, collaborating together. And it wouldn't be surprising if he did do something like that with them.
He's going to get big here, like real big.
Well, hopefully.
But, him and CL, they're going to be huge.
Yeah. Do you know that the American artists, like the rappers, have listened to G-Dragon and Top versus like CL, and they basically said how much better their music videos were, and how the quality is just a lot nicer than their quality for the music videos here.
Oh yeah. Definitely.
I mean, when you watch one of those, you know, I guess one of the videos with any of the groups, any of the K-pop groups, I mean, the choreography, you know, the transitions between, you know, one scene and another scene, I mean, everything is, like, on point.
On point, definitely.
And what's crazy is, like, they do this overnight majority of the times. They shoot a video overnight. And
that's crazy.
Yeah, it's not like a... They lose sleep sometimes. I mean, if you ever watch like these reality TV shows where it follows like a K-pop group, they'll go in for an MV shooting and will be up for like 13 hours straight shooting the MV.
Wow.
Just to bust it out and then get back to their regular schedule performing for their fans and all that stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They really worked hard.
I think we talked about that on a previous episode where Baekhyun, he filmed the music video with EXO, and then he had to shoot his episode for that drama he was in, and then when his character died and he had to pretend he was dead, he actually fell asleep.
Yeah, he really literally passed out.
It's really cool.
Like Anna was saying that it, you know, this is kind of like maybe preparing Rap Monster for a debut in America, because he is fluent in English, and that would be nice because of hopefully he's not too intimidated coming back to America because of what happened in New York.
What happened there?
So I'm just pulling this out of my butt because this is something that happened a while ago. But basically, Rapmon had been misquoted because, you know, translations from Korean to English, they sometimes get muddled.
Mm-hmm.
And he was referring to some of his other band members and how some of them are darker than him and some of them are lighter than him. And he had made a comment something like, oh, you can't see such and such in the dark. Or at least that's what somebody had stated. And then a whole bunch of people were all like, oh my God, we're going to kill him. He's so racist. And then, yeah. He was actually getting death threats while he was in New York because he supposedly had said that, but then it was like later misquoted from or mistranslated from the Korean, because like he had said something like it printed out that he had said something like they're so dark I can't see them at night, but it turned out it was something completely different.
Yeah, that's messed up. I mean, I thought you know, like from what you were saying, it sounds like you can't see like color in the dark, and I mean, shoot, that's what I've been saying for years, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, like all my dating life before, up until I got married, you know, it's like, can't see color in the dark, girl. It's like, oh, I guess you're right. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, but seriously, though, I mean, yeah, it sucks to get misquoted, obviously. And then, you know, if he's speaking in one language, you know, we have people here trying to translate that language, just like we saw with that other video, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't get the translation right,
exactly.
Who knows what the heck's about to happen.
Exactly. You think you're chatting up some girl, telling her she's the best thing you ever had, and then really you're just telling her you have to take a dump.
You gotta take a shit.
Dong sayate.
All right, moving forward, we'll go ahead and go into our next video, which is from Highlight, a.k.a. Beast 2.0.
Enough of these points. Point five.
It's Beast 2.0 because it's supposed to be better than the original Beast.
But I don't like their new name.
Yeah, we've talked about not liking their new name, but that was in our other episode, Anna.
I don't know.
So hold on. Their new name is Beast 2.0, but so their old name is just Beast?
No. I'm saying that their old name was Beast. Their new name is Highlight because they switched companies.
Highlight?
Yeah, Highlight.
Oh, man.
What color highlighter?
See, that's what I think,
but
too.
But I call them a.k.a. Beast 2.0.
I was going to say, I could say the obvious, but I didn't know if I was going to be racist.
It's yellow.
I mean, hey, you know,
they're highlighting you with yellow. That's what they're doing.
I mean, hey, I look yellow.
How do you know they didn't just play on that? Like, fucking call us highlighter, Jesus
You know, but it's, you said it was a jam, Frosty. It's not that jammy for
me. Well,
no,
it's not a jam. It's an I'm going to get up and dance around like an idiot.
Oh, yeah.
But I do that all the time, so really no.
So that was Highlights. Please don't be sad.
I'm not sad.
I don't think any of us is sad. It's very colorful. Definitely a different kind of beat to the, in contrast to the other one we just listened to.
Yeah. Misa, Just Right by GOT7.
Yeah,
that's
there
what
we
it
go. That's the all those colors reminded me of the GOT7 Just Right video.
Even their outfits and stuff, like the beat of the song, kind of.
Yeah, and their colorful hair. It sounded like a JYP production.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you guys think of it?
I thought it was nice. I really liked the production of the video. It was like nice colors. Wardrobe, of course, pretty much matched the song. It was nice. I mean, I'm not mad at it. You know, I might go check out some more of their work.
Yeah, definitely. I thought it was cool. I like the, like, you know, like Jay said, I like the, all the colors were popping. I definitely recognize that yellow, blue, green, and red shirt from like my wardrobe in the mid-90s, like for sure I had that shirt.
Yes,
back the
90s. Yeah, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air type stuff.
Exactly, but yeah, the colorist, the set designer, the production value on that video was pretty amazing. And yeah, like I'm looking at that GOT7 video you were talking about, and yeah, the colors are like the same. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like it's like pretty similar. So I mean, hey, you know. That's a pretty dope video, so obviously they did right by I wouldn't call it copycatting, but, you know, but adding in a lot of those same elements, you know.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see because Beast is actually still a Beast group. They have one original member and three new members. So we're going to be able to see, like, Highlight versus Beast, you know. So let's see what Beast has is Beast has coming up now.
So most of the people from Beast left to make Highlight?
Yeah.
And they left the one dude by himself?
Yep.
Yeah.
He must be the D-bag of the group then. Is that what he's like or what? Probably. Because, you know, you think everybody's leaving you. You must have been the problem. Right. I mean, that's what I was thinking.
Who knows?
Well, supposedly the reason why Beast left Cube, which is their label, was because Cube wasn't managing them correctly, or at least that's what the other members had stated. And for some reason, looks like this kid decided to stay. Maybe because those other members weren't in the band, that he was able to get more money, and he was like, okay.
Yeah. Was the other one that they left, was he more front and center? Did he have more solos or features on videos? Do you guys
the ugly one that you call the ugly one has more songs.
I'm sorry, I know that's your boo. I'm
not, I told you. I was like, a lot of people think he's ugly.
I don't think the dude is ugly. He just has a very interesting, unique. Yeah,
he has look. His face stands out from the rest.
There you go. Hey, I just want to be able to take my children in front of the mirror with me and go, look, it's Beauty and the Beast.
That's pretty good. I like that. It's all good. I mean, hey, you know.
What'd you think, Anna?
Did I like it? Yeah. I feel like it copies Got7 a lot, to where it's trying to get people that like Got7 to like them. I'm still on the, I'm still kind of about them.
Yeah, I don't. Well,
it's Beast. It's something not Beast like.
Yeah, exactly. It's not Beast. We wanted more Beast.
It's Gaston.
I think we were looking for a Beast sound, and we didn't get that this time. Maybe that'll change up later.
Have the guys seen old Beast heard old Beast videos? Like, maybe you should show them one of the older songs.
Yeah, I have not.
Nah.
We'll send it to them later. Yeah, Beast before was a little better than Highlight.
Was the look different?
Yeah.
No, not really. I mean, they still had really a lot of really popping colors, but I think their more sound was more of like a hip hop.
Okay. Because with the name like Beast, I just feel something a little more hardcore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Highlight.
Highlight kind of feels like I'm gonna highlight my face. No,
right.
I accentuate those lines. I don't know.
I'll highlight my hair, and everybody in the group is gonna now have high yellow hair. Because that's what it was. It was all blonde. So.
Yeah.
It was not racist at all. Sorry.
Or like Frosty said, they're all just, you know, they're yellow, so they just went with highlight as a name.
Exactly.
Because I'm yellow. So.
And I'm a quarter yellow, so I can say that too.
Hey, my first girlfriend was yellow. My first girlfriend ever. So.
Yeah. Oh, you're a stereotype.
You're a stereotype.
And my wife is half yellow, so my kids are like a quarter yellow. So.
Oh, cute. Do you have pictures?
I do. Somewhere, yeah.
I bet they're super cute. I love mixed babies.
Babies are cute.
So we got to hook you up with that dude from the highlights, so you can.
Oh yeah.
Mix it up.
Go mix up your yellows together. Go mix up your yellows together and see what kind of shade you come out with.
Oh, it's more yellow. Yeah.
I was gonna say that's not gonna be a highlight no more.
It's not gonna be a highlight. No more.
And are you yellow at all?
No. I have gotten in arguments with people because they don't believe me. I'm just brown.
Yeah, I was going to say, I see your last name, so I knew you're partly brown.
Yeah, she's brown.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm brown too. Jay and I are both brown, in actuality.
We're all different shades of brown.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, let's move on to K-pop news. So let's say congratulations to BTS for selling an astonishing 44,000 tickets for the South American leg of Wing Tour. Also is the fastest selling show in Chile over history, all over history. So wow. BTS is hitting Chile. Yeah, and they're hitting it pretty hard with selling 44,000 tickets during that concert. Wow,
that is pretty amazing.
Yeah, that is.
Who doesn't like BTS? I mean, like, if you're in a K-pop, BTS is just kind of like a house name now. And what's great is that BTS and GOT7 are just really close, so the two kind of pair along well with each other.
Yeah, that's pretty dope.
We gotta say congratulations to 7 Oppa, who's celebrating his 14th year since his debut.
Ooh.
Wow.
They don't age.
Yes. He doesn't age. Yeah, he doesn't age at all, does he? He's like a vampire.
Asian men don't age. Don't you know? Asians don't age until they reach the age of 50. And then the magical elixir of life wears out, and then they all age at once. The minute they turn 50.
That's checked out. I just saw a video of, I don't know if it was like Japanese or Chinese, but a whole, like, I don't know, like a whole harem of like Asian ladies. It's like 30 of them. They were cheerleading. They're like, that's like their exercise. They're doing cheerleading. And I mean, they had to be like 70 plus. You know what I'm saying? And they were making moves like they were in their 40s.
Like, it was crazy. I can believe it.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's like.
It was nuts.
It's their diet. It has to be their diet. They have like a really balanced diet. So
that they're very restrained people, you know. Yeah. They'll flat out make out with their best guy friend, but I can only hold my girlfriend's hand in public.
Isn't that crazy? That's so crazy. Is there something personal mixed into that or what?
Huh?
I said it sounded like there was some person something.
No.
Yeah.
Like that happened.
Me and Issa kiss all the time.
For the record, I've never kissed Frosty.
Okay, added to the record. I guess we can just say that black don't crack and Asian don't age.
Right.
Asian don't raisin.
Yeah, there
Asian
you go.
Don't raisin.
Asian don't raisin.
There you Asian go. That's raisin. Good. So there have been some rumors going on that Heechul from one of our favorite bands, Super Junior. I don't know if you guys have listened to any Super Junior songs, but Super Junior has like 14,000 members in it. Just kidding, only 12.
What?
12?
Yeah, 12. Because they tried to make Henry the 13th member, but then everybody was like, no, don't. So anyways, Heechul, one of 12. Collect them all. Had some rumors going on that he was gay. And in an interview, he addressed those rumors by saying that he was not gay. He likes women, but he realizes that if he denied that he was gay, like completely, he said it would be rude and hurtful to people who are actually gay. And it's a matter of preference. And it's just that everyone is different with different values, and he decided that he didn't care even if people had prejudices about him or thought of him that way.
Yeah, what's really funny is, like, he said something along the lines of, like, him and his super junior members were in, like, a chat room, and someone was talking about this, and he was sitting there thinking, who are they talking about? And then all his members started laughing about it after they found out that they were actually talking about him.
Oh.
You know, he had at the time said, of course I'm not gay. And he even tried to counter the rumors, like, at first he said that he didn't like the rumors, so he actually grew a beard and cut his hair to look more manly. And then after a while, his mother had even texted him asking if he actually did it and was caught in rumors. So
yeah. So what do y'all think? Is he or is he not?
There's been a lot of like gay. I've watched like a lot of YouTubers that are gay who enjoy K-pop and have talked about possible K-pop idols who are gay. And he has come up on the list several times because of the way he acts. He's very like feminine in some points. So what's crazy about? I believe him. I mean, if he says he's not, I don't know. Like if he says he's not gay, then that's all we have to believe, right? We cannot say, oh, he's just in the closet, because that's his deal. If he wants to stay in the closet and he wants to get a beard, well, please choose Frosty, because I don't like Eachel.
I thought you liked Eachel. I like him.
Is he one of the dudes that actually looks like almost like a girl?
Yeah, he could easily pass up as a girl if he put it
He has played girls in music videos before. Yeah,
he's very pretty. He's very pretty. He's Super Junior is an older group, so he's probably in his 30s now, right, Frosty?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in his 30s.
The way he answered that question, I honestly don't think he has a preference towards girls or guys. I think he kind of goes with the flow kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm not sure
why
he
likes them.
I'm not sure why he really thought that it would offend gay people if he had said that I'm not gay. Like, is that something towards your gay fans that you know that like you?
I think he wants to be nice about it. Like, I'm not going to be ashamed, you know, like, don't make it seem like it's shameful.
Oh, yeah,
it's not true. A shameful thing.
Yeah, yeah, I think he knows that he's a role model to people. So if he says, no, I'm not gay, and being gay is disgusting, you know, and I can't believe that they thought that I was, you know, then maybe his fans who are gay, you know, would then feel discouraged and not like him anymore. And I think he wants to respect everybody, because they are big on manners, you know, and they're always trying to be respectful. So I think that's basically what he was doing. I don't think he's gay. I think he's straight. And that he's just trying to be polite. That's what I think. And if later on down the road it turns out that he just said that he was straight just to say it, then and he becomes gay, well then who or reveals that he's gay, not becomes gay. You are gay no matter what. Yeah. You don't just become it, you are it. But if he suddenly reveals that that's who he is, I'm not going to care, because I never had a chance with you anyway.
Right.
I think he's like more precautious. He might be more cautious about that whole, now that Anna brings it up, I remember now, maybe he's just being more cautious about how he approaches that certain subject, because as we know from the past, Siwon, who is also a member of Super Junior, is very Christian, and when he was accused of being gay, he like had a tantrum, like he like said no, being gay is like, you know, against my religion and all this stuff, and he for a long time he was known as to be a gay basher in of the group, so maybe that's where he felt like he needed to be more cautious about how he approached that subject, so he didn't get the same kind of backlash as his other member.
I don't know, that's interesting. You know, I mean, a boy band, you know, that always sings, you know, songs where they're basically singing to girls, singing to women.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the guys comes out and it's like, you know, I mean, and obviously it's not what happened, but, you know, comes out and he actually likes dudes instead. So then you think, was he singing to dudes himself and everybody else was singing to women? Or, you know, it's just one of the things, just like, what's that guy's name?
Lance Bass from,
Lance Bass.
Ricky Martin.
Ricky.
Keep Living La Vida Loca.
Ricky. Oh, man. My mom was so in denial about Ricky for the longest time.
That's funny. Nah,
my friend Diana Jean from high school was really into Ricky Martin, and I'm like, dude, he's gay. And then she's like, no, he's not. I'm like, he got caught with a dick in his mouth. He's gay.
Damn.
He's living La Vida Loca. Come on now.
Right? Exactly. That wasn't just a stunt. It was real deal. Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, you know, it's interesting. And, you know, until somebody comes out to, like, substantiate that claim, it's, you know, it's just somebody just making stuff up. You know?
Well, of course, I can't really say anything in Korea because it is illegal.
You don't want to die. Right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's sad. Because you really never know this certain, you know, certain K-pop idols are gay or not, because they have to go through this, they have to keep it in. It's interesting. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with Korea's culture, because other K-pop idols are coming out saying we support who you want to fall in love with. So they're already making a change towards being, what do you say it, pro-gay?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that right? The right way to say it?
I don't think so, but I don't know the word either.
Inclusionary? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But
I think I just made that word up.
Big words make you sound smarter.
Is my thing, though. Like, exactly. But this is my thing. If somebody from, like, the girls' generation group or something like that came out, would it be the same type of backlash? I guess in Korea it would, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're a woman or a man.
It would. Yep. Yeah.
Interesting.
I think girlfriends would, you know, they're so strict and in their own way that they would be like, oh my God.
Yeah. So that's cuckoo. But
he might not be gay. He might be straight, like he says. And, you know, that's just their culture. They're not. You can play with the boys, but don't you fucking fuck a boy. You can hold their hand and you can kiss them on the lips, but don't you dare stick your anywhere in that.
Yeah. No comment.
Yeah. Right. It's hard.
That's what she said.
You caught me there, Jay.
Oh my God. He's after my own heart.
Okay, what's the next one?
So the next article is some sad news. Jackson from GOT7, you guys should know this one, or at least the band at that point, has been taken ill. He was at a fan signing in Japan on March 11th and was stating that he was not feeling well, so he had to leave early. But later he was feeling overwhelmed and sad that he was not there to sign the autographs for his Japanese fans, so he returned back to the fan signing to finish up the autographs when he allegedly collapsed and began repeatedly vomiting and then had to be rushed to the hospital.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so we're not, I'm not sure how he's doing as of now, but as of March 11th, he had to go to the hospital and, they said that, you know, obviously because he had to go to the hospital, he was excused from the remaining events. And he's currently resting and concentrating on getting his condition back up. Okay, so that's what's going on in GOT7 land. So, poo-poo!
That's sad. That's scary. Yeah, like, what? I've never... Well, we talked about a little bit about it earlier. They do work them hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sad it... You know, it's sad that it came down to him passing out and vomiting to get the attention that he actually needed.
Well, the thing is he, it says that after he was not feeling good, he, at his own request, he said, no, I have to go back in there. So it wasn't his company rushed, you know, saying like, dude, go back out there, you know, like you got all the fans. It was he himself who didn't want to let them down. Right. And Jackson is actually really good with fan service. Like, there are actually some pictures online that you guys could look up if you ever feel curious, where he gives fan service to his guy fans, where he will actually like hug them and stuff, and you know, and they'll go like crazy, cuckoo bananas on that. You know, it's like he's not afraid. He's like I'm an important part of your life, so I'm gonna you know, make you feel special. So I really
he's
do.
He's out there for the people, which is cool. Exactly. And I mean, you know, that's the kind of, you know, superstar, rock star that you want. You know what I'm saying? You want somebody who's not just going to be there to do his thing and bounce. You know, he's obviously committed. You know, if he was like, hey, I want to go back out there, you know, even though he wasn't feeling well. And yeah, I mean, it's cool that he'll, you know, he'll throw dap, you know, to guys and girls. Because let me just tell you, as a fan of the Yankees, you already know my obsession with my boy Derek Jeter, right? We talked about that when I came to my show. Nah, but going to see the Yankees play live, you know, my first time ever seeing them, all I wanted to do was get an autograph from somebody. I didn't care who it was. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that basically, and this was years ago, and this was any major league team, not just them, but years ago, you know, what I saw was they would be giving autographs to kids and women, not guys. And I'm just like, what's up with that? Like, it's like I'm the reason why my wife and kids are here. You know what I'm saying? So, so you know, I'm the reason why they're fans, you know? So why won't you, you know, show me some love? And I'm here like in your jersey and whatever. So yeah, so that's cool that he, you know, gives fan service to everybody. And yeah, that's sad for him. You know, hopefully he gets better and, you know, back in action. But
yeah,
that's a sad thing.
Because what is God 7 without its sexy Jackson?
Your little bias ruiner.
Yeah.
It's all about Mark, though, so it doesn't really matter.
It's all about JP until Jackson shows up on the screen.
I know.
It's always been Yogyam.
That Jackson.
And our final story, the reason that you guys had to watch that hilarious Dong Side of Day video, one moment while I
pull it up. Because they watched it before before we started recording the episode.
Dong Side of Day.
Dong. So it looks like we are going to get a BGA reunion.
What?
Yeah, boys generally Asian. Boys generally
right.
Asian.
Ryan Higa has teased that his parody band, BGA, capital B, lowercase g, and capital A, will be performing a new single to pair up with their debut single, Dong Sai A Day. And they're going to be making a parody of, looks like, BTS.
So which nice. Song are they parodying?
There are new pictures that Jun Kuri-an posted on his Twitter, as well as Ryan Higa, where it looks like they're modeling after the... Oh my gosh. The Blood, Sweat, and Tears video. They all have the same colored hair as everybody in there.
That's gonna be so funny.
I'm really looking forward to that because we all know how much Frosty loves Blood, Sweat, and Tears by BTS.
Right. You know what's hilarious is that they said that the song brought, you know, a lot of smiles to everybody's faces, but it also topped the iTunes K-pop chart after its release.
Of course.
Really? Yeah. That's pretty funny.
That's great. Hilarious. So, you know, I wonder what their new song's going to be.
I mean, I don't know.
Can it top Dong Sai A Day, though?
Probably not. Something about blood in their stool. Or they're having diarrhea, so there's blood, sweat, and tears. Oh, but dude, Misa, did you see Ryan's hair? It looks like he's gonna be Suga, and it looks like Jun Kuri-an's gonna be My Bias, Jin.
I see it.
Yeah.
Justin Chong is gonna be So it's Justin Chong, Jun Kuri-an, Ryan Higa,
Philip Wang, and David Cho,
yeah.
Oh, David Cho's finally.
So nice. It's gonna be the Dynamic Five BGA. It's gonna be good. I can't wait. And we will have to review it.
With you guys.
Yeah, with you
I'm
guys.
I'm down for that.
Yeah.
I mean,
Since you guys saw
the one. So let's get into our K-pop game.
Okay, so this is a new game for Horror Club, and it's only going to take a brief moment. I'm going to say three words or three phrases, and you guys have to guess what they mean. These are K-pop phrases, and all of them have been used in this show. So okay. Let's see how good your memories mean, are. Right? Okay, the first word, ARMY.
Dang it. We just talked about this.
Yeah, it's all on the show. Army, what does it mean?
Okay, so army means like you're like one of the fan boys.
Okay, and for which band?
Monster, Rap Monster.
Yeah, but what band is he from?
BTS.
Yes, Jay.
All right.
There you go.
That was a collected effort. So you guys managed to get 1 point. Congratulations.
Yes.
All right.
Are we going against other people who are coming?
Yeah, I'm thinking Nisa and I should do this game with all of our guests from now on.
Yeah.
Right. And we'll give points and see who is the most K-poppiest of all of our guests.
K-poppiest of all.
Cool.
So right now, you guys are standing at 1 point, and this is also the first time that we have played this game. So right now, you guys are off to a great start.
Yes. First place. You are first.
We can at least say we're in first place
right.
for at least one show. So.
Yep, that is cool. correct. All right, second word, bias. What does bias mean?
That's like your favorite member from the group.
Yeah!
Congratulations. You get 2 points for that one, because that one only took one guess.
Well, we do want to point out that, you know, hashtag blackout, they're not big K-pop fans. So it's, even though these may sound really hard, well, really simple to a lot of our K-pop listeners, it's actually pretty cool to implement this for our non-K-pop listeners too.
What you talking about? Jung Ho is my homie. Okay? All day.
He better be your homie.
We up in that piece. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So if you got number 2 correct, you should be able to get number 3 correct. Bias ruiner.
What is a bias ruiner? Or bias wrecker?
I got an idea, but I don't want to get it wrong.
I do too. We're gonna give you
10 seconds.
Okay, go Jay, go.
Five more seconds.
I'm gonna say a hater of a group. Or a hater of a fan.
Time's up.
And I got it.
No, that is not what a bias ruiner is. Do you have any more guesses for that?
Go, Jared.
Somebody who talks trash about the person that you're biased.
No.
You're ruining the love that somebody has. No? Okay.
A bias wrecker is, you have a bias in your group, so you got your most favorite, but then you have another, it's kind of like a secret favorite that comes in and tries to take your feels away from your regular bias.
Wow. Okay.
The bias ruiner is the one who makes you question your bias.
Right. And you'd never want to question your bias.
No, he's the one that sees everything that your man does for you. Like, I can do that better.
Yeah. Exactly. He tries to convince you of that. He tries to convince you.
All right. That's cool. All right. Dang,
all right. Right now, hashtag blackout podcast is standing at a 3.
Still in first place.
That's right. If anybody beats your score, you are welcome to demand to come on the show again, and then we will challenge the challenger, I guess. Then you guys can try to take first place back again if somebody boots you off. Yeah. And that also
get that works
as well.
That's a good game, guys.
No more? Is that it?
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's it. There's just 3 rounds.
There's no bonus question for extra credit?
Question for extra credit? I don't know. What do you think, Niza? Do you think we can do that for Blackout?
You know, since they're the first ones playing the game, might as well give them a leg up and give them a bonus question.
All right. Since they are first. All right. This is one, though, that I think I want to give them a hard one for this one.
Yeah, do it. Give them a bonus one. Oh, no, I've got one. This one was also...
Oh, you've got one?
Yeah, I've got one. So our bonus question is, this was also used during our episode today with you guys. What does Oppa mean?
Ah, yes.
Oh, no.
This is said during the show?
Yes, this was said during the show while I was Niza, was reading an article.
Oppa.
No cheating, Jay. No cheating.
I'm not cheating.
I heard some clicking over there.
I heard that click.
I wouldn't even know what to look. Oppa. You got anything?
Oppa. When you were talking...
We're going to give you 10
is
seconds.
Is that like... That's like somebody that... Somebody... I know it has to do with like liking somebody. I think.
Nope, and time's up. Like, time's up, Frosty. What do you want? You tell them what Oppa means.
Ah!
Oppa
is what you call your boyfriend if he's older than you in Korea.
Yeah, it also means older brother. So someone you, someone that you idolize that's older than you.
Dong Sae Dae.
Right, you know what? You guys are still first place, so you're still
good. Exactly. You guys are still first place. And if anybody boots you off, you are welcome to come back on and try to reclaim your throne as number one.
You start sitting on those terms, guys.
Yeah, y'all do great at games. You know, listen to a lot of your shows and hearing when you guys incorporate the games. Yeah, y'all have some pretty fun games.
Yeah,
so
thank you.
Glad to be a part of the game.
Yes.
Go ahead and give us your shameful plugs before we leave.
Shameful plugs. All right. Well, everybody can hit us up on Twitter and Instagram. Hashtag Blackout Pod. What else we got, Jared? Snapchat?
Yeah, you can hit us on Snapchat at Hashtag Bop. Let's see here. You can call us and leave us a message or shoot us a text at 3853-BLAKPC, or for the people who don't know how to spell on their phone, 385-325-2572. Yeah, man, if you listen to our show, we like to do some random and fun segments. We like to talk about why people got suspended. We like to talk about some alternative facts that go on in the world. And we ask you people to tap your love box. So, yes. Yeah.
And you guys could also listen to us at iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and SoundCloud. All that stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, definitely thank you, ladies, for having us on the show. It was a great time.
Thank you.
We can't wait to come back.
I need to listen to more K-pop now.
Right? Yeah, same here. I'm whatever they call it, K not enough yet. I don't know.
K not enough yet. You're dipping your foot in the K-pop hole. Is that
what? Yes, I need to go ahead and put my whole body up in there. So.
All right. Yeah, thank you so much, guys, for joining us on our show here. And then joining us on a K-pop episode. So that's, you know, a lot of people tend to be like, oh, I don't listen to K-pop that much, but okay. So, but you guys really stayed the pace with us, so it was good. It was a good time.
We're game for everything.
Yes.
All right.
I knew you guys were perfect for this one. That's why I was like, Niza, we should get him on the K-pop episode.
Right.
Yes. I found out the Korean word for touchdown. It's jeolbi. So you can go do a Dong Sae Dae, and then when you finish, yell, jeolbi!
Jeolbi!
Touchdown when you hear that splash.
That's good. There you go. new word of the day, jeolbi.
Yep.
So whenever, you know, after you take a deuce, you know what to say.
Hey, you know what? I think for doing that, they should get a point.
There you go. We'll give you 4 points this episode, guys.
The K-pop.
Yes.
All right, so you guys went from 3 to 4.
There you go.
Awesome.
Sweet.
All right. Hold it on strong in the first place.
Appreciate that.
It was nice meeting you guys, and have a good night.
Nice. All right, you too. Nice meeting you.
All right, thanks for your membership to the Heart Club. Make sure to show your support through our Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Amino, anything and everything under the sun, pretty much. Like, comment, and share, because we just love. And if you really hated your time with us today,
sorry, we're not sorry.